Now, Opera North is England's national opera company in the north and one of Europe's leading arts organisations. The company is committed to producing work of the highest quality that excites, challenges and entertains. It tours not only throughout the north of England and to London, but also to opera houses on the continent in cities such as Prague and Barcelona, and it performs at major international festivals, including Edinburgh and Ravenna. Now, Opera North has some audio described performances coming up, and here to tell us more, I'm joined now by Alice Gilmore, who is Community Partnerships Assistant and Access Officer with Opera North. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Simon.
Right, you've got some great stuff coming up, and we'll give you details of how to get information at the end, but tell us what's on the go then.
Okay, Simon. Well, right now, we have Madam Butterfly, which, I mean, I would say it's probably one of the most best-loved operas of all time. And it's an absolutely stunning production. The music is just incredible. So we are audio describing that. We've already done it in Leeds and the Lowry in Salford. It's in Nottingham, so I shall be herring down there because I'm audio describing the second act of that. And then next week in Newcastle Theatre Royal. So that's just been wonderful. I think it's sung in Italian, so for some opera purists, I think, you know, they really enjoy hearing the Italian words, but again, that gives you a little bit of additional information that you try and get in there in the audio description, because however much someone knows the story, you need to add in a few bits of what's actually happening as well as what visually is happening on the stage. So it's a balancing act anyway, not talking all the time over such amazing music, but giving enough that people can hopefully enjoy it.
Yeah, we chat quite a lot with Vidar Hjarding, who he loves audio described productions and finds that he gets the most out of it. We were talking about this a couple of times recently, how challenging it is to do an opera, to actually audio describe, so you're not crashing bits that you want people just to enjoy.
Yes.
And you're one of these people that has to do this.
It's difficult, Simon. I mean, I'm fairly new to it myself. I use a score, so I do actually follow the score. So I put an actual marker in the score as to when I'm going to say something. So I don't do it during a really loud bit of music. People just won't hear that. But you really don't want to ruin all the moments of pure beauty and complete silence, you know, because you want the person in the audience to enjoy it the same as everyone around them and just really feel the electric sort of silence of a very special bit. So yeah, it's very finely tuned. You know, we do really go through it quite a lot of times to make sure we can get it as good as possible. And I'm always really, really keen to get feedback from our users. And we, you know, it's just an ongoing process. And the thing is, they're so different. Every opera has got its own unique challenges, it's fascinating. I absolutely love doing it.
A thing I noticed actually was, which I think is great, is that you're putting audio notes on the website. Tell us a bit about that.
I was just going to say that, Simon. Yeah, well, because it's a shame when you can only really audio describe one opera per season. I mean, to do with all sorts of budgeting, whatever reasons, I thought it'd be great if we could have audio notes to all of them. And so we've started doing that as of January. We are committed to having audio notes for every production that we do, which will tell you what the set looks like, what the costumes look like. You can hear the synopsis of the story, the cast list, and any sort of information about dates, how long it runs for, etc. So currently, also in our touring season, we've got Don Giovanni and Un Ballo in Mascara. So you go to our website, go to the access page, and you can listen to audio notes for both those productions as well. So you can really get a feel for it before you go. And you can even perhaps listen to it on your phone in the interval if you want to remind yourself of what's going to happen in the second act or what it looks like. I hope these are proving useful. I know that some customers have already used them, so we're keen to get feedback and things like that.
Do you do touch tours before performances?
Yes, we do. We do, Simon. Yeah, for the audio described performances only. They're great. As I'm sure you may know, I mean, it's just fantastic for anyone to get the chance to stand in the middle of a set, because they're always spectacular in a certain way. I hope it really helps people build up a visual picture so they can walk around and feel what things look like that you've already described to them. You know, and the textures of some of the fabrics. And in Madame Butterfly, they get to feel one of the real kimonos, which is a proper kimono. I think they're very valuable. And it's just such gorgeous, heavy silk fabric. And, you know, it gives you that sort of extra richness of your impression of the whole thing, I think.
Right, now we're moving on. We've got Kiss Me Kate, haven't you, coming up?
Yes, we do. It's a revival. So it was on a couple of years ago and hugely popular, sold out. And it's such a fun show. It's Cole Porter, very funny, very fast-paced. Obviously, it's in English, so, you know, the audio description will just have to just fill in those extra details so you can really get a feel for what it's looking like. There's quite a bit of dancing in it, so we'll, you know, we'll have to audio describe that. And so that's on in Leeds. The audio describe performance is the 24th of May. That's a Thursday at 7:15. And then we're also going to Edinburgh, so you can catch it there on Saturday, the 7th of July. It's quite a long gap in between.
But it must be quite an undertaking to tour an opera, I would have thought.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's staggering. What I find incredible as well is that because you fix your tour dates, you have to make sure that your production can actually fit into all these different sizes of stage, which I think is astonishing. And then, yeah, obviously they load up the trucks full of the scenery, etc. You know, massive trucks with all the orchestral instruments and the amount of people that sort of arrive in town. So say, for instance, they're in Nottingham this week. It's huge. It is huge. I mean, I'm not going to start trying to justify high ticket prices, but, you know, an opera takes so many people. There are so many backstage. There are so many costume, hair and makeup. Yeah. But that's why it gives you this sort of incredible experience.
Are there any concessions on the audio describe performances?
Yes, there are, Simon. It depends on which venue you're going to, but nearly all of them have a good discount, because quite often people try to keep everyone together, perhaps in the stalls. So even if they have some sight, they're close to the action. And if the headsets need any help, then there's someone on front of house. So often you'll get a discount in stores where the ticket might have been, say, £45 or something. It might be down to £25 plus free essential carer. So, or in some of the venues, you know, you can actually sit nearly anywhere in the house, I think, for a lot of venues now, because the headsets are that much better. You can get the infrared. So, you know, you can get a cheap seat right up at the top and really enjoy the music. Sometimes the music from right up at the top is even better because it's sort of melds together. Some people like it. So,
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, what else have you got coming up then? You've got a project that you're undertaking, haven't you, at the moment?
Oh, the Trouble in Tahiti.
Mm.
Ah, yes, yes. Very good. I was going to mention that we've just finished. It was filmed, so we filmed a performance with the BBC The Space. And we've done accessible versions. So there's a signed version, captioning, obviously, in most films you got that. But we have an audio described version as well. So if you're a Bernstein fan, or, you know, you've seen West Side Story and you'd love to see this, we're hoping to find lots of outlets where we can actually screen it. And or you could perhaps watch it even hosted on a website and you can hear the audio description. Which has been done by Lynn Thornton, and it's absolutely fantastic. So there's a short introduction. We couldn't have it too long. She just talks a bit at the beginning about how it's a very 50s kind of suburban set and a bit about the costumes. And then she describes all the way through it, and it's absolutely stunning. So I'll hope to talk to you again when we know exactly where it's going to be shown, so we can just tell people all about that.
It's amazing how much technology has moved on now that's making accessibility so much more achievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think it's phenomenal. I love it. It's the fact that technology is being used for such a useful purpose. It's amazing. I don't know if you know, Simon, but there's developments going on in London with the National, where they are developing these glasses, so you can wear these, a bit like a Google Glass kind of glasses set, over your own glasses if you wear them, and you can see captions. So you can watch a play, any play. You don't have to wait for the caption performance. And you can see the captions in either just above the actors' heads. You can move them according to what you prefer. And they're potentially looking into having this same software trigger audio description. So again, you can go to any performance you like. You wear a small headset and the audio description is pre-recorded. And so, I mean, it's all very much in its sort of early stages, but I think it's so exciting because it means that anyone can go to any performance. You don't have to make sure you're free on this one specific date. So it's fantastic.
And also, I suppose it means as well that once you've got the audio description all recorded and ready to go, then it cuts down on the work, doesn't it? Because you're using the one performance, if you like, for all these different performances.
Yeah, exactly. I'm putting us all out of a job, but if it makes everything more accessible, that's the whole aim. It's amazing.
Right, well, you've got some lovely stuff coming up. How do we get more information about this? Because you can't take it all in 10 minutes.
No, sure. The website's the best place to go, Simon. It's www.operanorth.co.uk. And if you go /access, that takes you to our access page where we list all the audio described performances coming up. You've got the audio notes there. You can download a large print brochure, large print programmes. And if you have any other questions at all, my details are on there as access officer, so you can email me or you can call me. And also, we have just recently put up all the operas for next year. So we're going to be audio describing Tosca and The Magic Flute. Great, big hitters. So it's very exciting. Hope we can welcome lots of people along to these.
Well, it sounds really exciting, Alice, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again when you've got more productions to tell us about. Alice Gilmore from Opera North, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Simon. It's been great.